It's the Bob Boocast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
Hey everybody, it's Bob again. Today I'm going to talk about mics, the different types of mics, and how that will make or break your podcast or any type of recording. I've been into mics for some time now, but I really didn't get it until I started doing podcasting and trying to cut out ambient noise. When I did studio miking, it didn't really matter because you were in a nice quiet environment and it's designed for all sorts of mics. But when you're doing podcasting or anything where you don't want to have any ambient noise going on, you have to have a dynamic mic. Now, ironically, I'm not using a dynamic mic. I'm using a lavalier condenser mic for the car recording, but that's semi-recording studio feel. But in your home or in your makeshift studio or in a coffee shop, it makes a huge difference when you're using a dynamic mic. So the difference between a condenser mic and a dynamic mic basically is there's a tremendous amount of fall off from the sound being picked up by the mic. A condenser mic basically will pick up everything around you, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet away. In a coffee shop, somebody starts grinding coffee, you'll pick that up. Now, it's okay to have that sometimes. It gives you a bit of ambient sound, which is cool, but sometimes it can be a little much, especially if you're using the condenser mics that are in your actual recorder. So when I use condenser mics, I try and get it as close to my mouth as possible. So that's why I use the lavalier. Clip them on my chest and basically talk away. And because my mics are 6 inches away from my mouth, I can put a relatively low recording level, and that also helps with the background noise. Like, could you hear those squeaky tires? I'm still in that parking lot, by the way. I use a Shure dynamic mic, and when I talk on it in my little mini studio at home, I'm about 1 inch away from the head of the mic. So that's the thing with a dynamic mic, you got to get right on top of it. And because of that, you will get a lot of wind, because when you talk, you actually use wind to make the sound come out. So I use a thing called a spit guard or a sound guard, and that's basically a round piece of material with a piece of nylon on it, and it deflects the velocity of wind coming out of my mouth so you don't get bursts of wind that basically override the mic. Even a dynamic mic, you get popping. It's basically called popping. It's very annoying. So there I am, cradled right up to the mic. So a lot of people, they'll get a dynamic mic, hold it 6 or 8 inches away and talk and crank up the volume. And what you do is you basically made a very inefficient condenser mic by doing that. So the way a dynamic mic works in, you bring it real tight. Think of all the musicians you've seen on stage when they come really tight up under that mic, almost touching it. The reason is because that's a dynamic mic. It stops feedback. So you want to get right up on top of that mic, like crazy close. It feels really uncomfortable. But once you get used to it, you start to play with it. Now, when I'm doing one of my podcasts called The Bunker Project, so when I'm doing The Bunker Project, I'm right up on my mic. But sometimes I'll play and I'm actually moving into my mic. I'll start talking at 6 inches and come right in and do the zoom effect, which is kind of neat, and reverse zoom. So once you get used to speaking on your mic and more comfortable, talking to yourself and recording, you can basically start playing with mic techniques or miking techniques. There's some great YouTube videos out there. But basically, that's what musicians do. Great jazz singers, you'll notice that sometimes they pull the mic away from their mouth, and that's just the equivalent of a fade. So you can get fade effects just by playing with the distance your mouth is away from your dynamic mic. If you do it that way, you're not looking at your mixing board and trying to fade with your fingers. You can just do it with your voice. Works a lot better, and once you get good at it, it sounds awesome. So that's it for mics. Use a condenser mic if you have to in an environment where you need to pick up lots of ambient noise. Use a dynamic mic as often as possible. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll try and think of another subject to talk about later. Bye.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.